Thank you, Lord. We just praise you and give you glory tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here. Father, we're so grateful. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and that all you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, guys. Praise God. Somebody came. We have so many people traveling that you may be seated. Praise God. But it's a good time to get to go be with family. So thank God for those that get to do it. Amen. Father, we just pray for Danny and Jordan. We pray for the family. We pray for Danny's grandfather, and we thank you for blessing him. Bless Dan tonight. We thank you for comforting the family. We know that Sherry has made her entrance and that she is blessed in heaven tonight. And we thank you that everything goes shalom for the family in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all. Nina, Gabe. Bye. See y'all later. Okay. Bye. Just kidding. John said I can't move tonight. He's on camera. And so. Praise God. Let's go to Isaiah 55. We're just going to do something short tonight because somebody may need to get home and baste their turkey. Oh, I forgot to bring the turkey hat in here. Oh, well. Mac loves the turkey hat.
Oh, yeah.
You have a video? Yeah. All right. He can always, blackmail me, can't he? Praise the Lord. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Now, who's been studying? And we talked about everybody needs a strong concordance. Anybody still need one? Okay. Here's one for Loopy, and I've got one for you in the other room, Mata. Praise the Lord. Not sure how many I have left. We'll look and see in there. Thank you, Jesus. All right, are you there? John, were you able to follow me over there? Okay. Man, we had fun Sunday, didn't we? I mean, we had a laughing good time. I don't know. We may have to edit some of that. Praise the Lord. All right. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is here. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than yours, and my thoughts than yours. So as the rain, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing which I sent it. So this is what we know out of these scriptures, that God's ways and thoughts are higher than ours. He's a lot smarter than we are. And so the good news is that he sent his word to us. And so because he sent his word to us, then we've got it, right? We can be smart. So we can think and act like him. We can have the mind of Christ because we have his word. So you can sow the word of God into your heart and it'll produce higher thinking. Am I right? And then it'll produce faith, which is a wonderful thing. And then it'll produce higher thinking than that, on top of that. And it'll bring character. It'll bring integrity to you. The word is just full to do all these things. By the way, I'm going to give you a commercial right here. On Sunday, I'm going to give you a word on how to have a guaranteed manifestation. You're going to get what God has for you. All right? Amen. So, first thing, the word of God is the link between the spiritual world and the natural world. Okay, so there was only one world. God spoke faith-filled words. When he spoke those faith-filled words, the other world was created, the physical world was created. And now between those two worlds, the link between the two worlds is his word. It's words, but either way, amen. So, God and Adam, father and child, creator and created, supplier and demand, it's all going to work with words. So when Adam fell, we actually lost the link we wanted to have. But Jesus came, and John 1:14 says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So now we have back what Adam had. Amen. And so Jesus then, on top of that, gives us the Holy Spirit, who brings God's Word and who sends our words to God. Amen. When we speak with authority, He's sending our words to God. Amen. Now, so what we know, and this is real simple for everybody here, you guys know this, that God created worlds with words. It's the same way you create your world, with words. And so you create the best world for yourself, though, with His words, not just yours. His words create the best world for you. And so it said God's word will not return void. Why? Because it has the power. This is what you got to get. It has the power within itself to bring itself to pass. It's not depending on you. The only thing you are is the launcher. Yes. Yep. Right? You're the dirt. Right. You're just the dirt. The seed goes in. He'll produce the plant. All you got to do is be good soil. Amen. Amen. And so faith-filled words will really bring things to pass. So now what that means, it means that when you put God's word in your spirit, you are feeding it faith that cannot fail. Right. It can't not work, church. It has to work if the word is true. The word said it will accomplish where it's sent. So it has to come to pass. So God is always right. The word is always right. So if there's a problem, guess who's wrong? It's us. There's something about us that we're not doing it right. See? But the word will bring itself to pass. It's working right now. It's absolutely working right now. I was telling Deb, I said, think about the scripture over there in Hebrews 3. I'm going to read it to you. This is off my notes, but you'll like it. Hebrews 1. It says, God at sundry times in divers ways spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power. He's not upholding it by the power of His word. He's upholding it by the word of His power, meaning that when He created everything, that word went into creation and is still functioning. Everything that was created is still being held together by a power that was in that first word that was spoken. You see that? That's the big difference the power of His word, the word of His power. That word went in. It's already done. Isn't that good? Praise the Lord. Okay, so faith is a force that brings the manifestation of what you're hoping for into this realm. We understand that. Comes from the spirit world. Words. Blah. Words take on flesh or material matter, and they come and they find you. I believe I receive a new car. How's that happen? Those words take on flesh, and they begin to manifest if that's done in the right way. Amen. So hearing the word, we see, is mentioned over in Mark 4, Matthew 13, Luke 8. Those are all about the sower sows the word, right? And so hearing the word is so very important. You have to hear and hear and hear. You're like, Pastor, this kind of stuff we know. Yeah, exactly. Get your new fresh baked potato, right? Yeah. All right, so then what we find out is that all of Satan's efforts are aimed at stopping the growing time, right? Affliction, persecution, cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches. He tries to use all these things to stop the growth of the word on the inside of you. I think particularly the cares of the world. Yeah, amen. So, and the lust of other things, getting busy, too busy with all the things and everything. So, but what we need to get, church, is that the Word will give you an inner image of your success, and it will, your success will grow. It will give you, the Word will give you the inner image of what you can have. We call that hope. Mm-hmm. We call that hope. Hope is a picture. You go, oh, I can have that. Oh, I can be healed. Oh, that's mine. Oh, life could get better. Can you believe today that you won't get any worse? Everybody in here can at least believe that. Yeah. But pretty soon you can build and build and build until boom.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So all of Satan's efforts, or he's going to try to stop you. So you have to root these things out. They've got to get out. They've got to be pushed out. So you plant the Word in there, you keep it watered, then you'll produce 100-fold results when you use the verses. I'm trying real hard not to get off on my Sunday preaching. I wrote them both today, and so I'm like, Anyway, okay, so the Word of God is alive, and it produces after its own kind. So understanding grows from the Word, faith grows from the Word, prophecy grows from the Word. Prophecy is about speaking potential. When you get a word of prophecy, it's about launching. It's God saying, hey, this is possibly yours. You can have it if you'll take it. That's what prophecy is supposed to be. Amen. So it's about how God sees you. That's what prophecy is. So what does he see when he sees you? What's he looking at when he sees you? Jesus. He's not looking at your sin. He sends his Word so it can prosper where it's sent. Okay? So you gotta get these all lined up here. He's not looking, his Word hasn't been sent to you, and he sees the blockage. He's just sending the Word. That other side of it is your part. You have to receive it. You have to believe it. You have to say amen. Amen. So, that's how you get to going on this. Now, here's a good example. This is Balaam and Balak. It's found in Numbers 23:19. Church, you need to see this about yourself. You need to see this about yourself. Balak, we're not going to read the whole thing, so I'm going to tell you a little bit, and then we'll start at verse 19. Numbers 23:19. Balak wanted Balaam to prophesy the curse over Israel. Remember that? Okay, but when Balaam rose up to take his shot, okay, he speak the word, he blessed instead of cursed. He couldn't do it, right? So here's Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. Glory to God. So God had already conferred the blessing on Israel by speaking it over Abraham in Genesis 12. The word of his power is still holding the blessing on man. And who are we? We're Abraham's children. Right? So he had already done it. And so he's looking there at Jacob, what Israel he called Jacob, and his word stood, and so the sniper couldn't take any other shot but to load up and do blessing words. That's the only shot he could take. He couldn't get in there. And God said, I found no iniquity in Israel. That's what he said there. What? I found no iniquity. I bet if we zoomed in there, we could see some complaining. We could probably see some murmuring, maybe some coveting over a couple of camels or something. You know, I mean, we could probably see something. It didn't say they didn't have sin. It said he didn't see it. Because what did he see? The blood of bulls and goats. What does he see for us? The blood of Jesus. So you can just mark out any condemnation. You can just mark out anything that you're not worthy or that you haven't earned, because that's not what God's word is all about. That word can come to you. It can get in your spirit and it will not return void. You don't have to stop it with, I'm not good enough. I didn't do it. I haven't studied enough. I paid my tithe 10 minutes late. No, you don't have to do any of that. You can just receive. Amen. That clears out a lot right there.
Yeah.
Amen. So how does God see you? Well, he sees no sin but the blood of Jesus that has paid for all of our sins, past, present, and future. It's paid for. It's all already done. Amen. So tonight, God's not looking at your failure. He's not looking at your filter. He's given you words that you can receive and build potential. Wants to build that potential. He wants you to succeed, church. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to be well. He wants you to be peaceful. He wants you to be successful. He wants you to be joyful and happy.
Yes.
He does.
He does.
And sometimes situations don't call for a whole lot of happiness. There's times, but there's still joy.
Right.
And you will come into a new place. Look, if anything's shaken up around you, remember this. Chapters end. New chapters begin. You can get to a new place.
Right.
Don't give up on people and don't give up on yourself. And you don't have to give up on God, because his word will not return void. If you'll take it and eat it, it'll come out on the right side and things will happen. I remember a story Brother Copeland told. He said that he was witnessing to this man, and he'd gone to his house, and the man wasn't saved. And he said, well, the man was kind of trying to force him out. You know, he didn't want to talk to him too much. And he said, well, I want to say one thing to you, okay? And he said, the word of God says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead, and the man said, that's enough, and he slammed the door in his face. So Brother Copeland leaves. And a couple of days later, I don't know how long it was. It's been a long time since I heard the story. But he actually gets a phone call from the man and says, you got to come over here. He says, I couldn't quit thinking about it. I want to know what the rest of that says. Right? The word of God will not return void. So if you pray Ephesians 1:16 through 23 over your family, over your friends, it will come to pass. And that says the eyes of their understanding be enlightened to know the hope of their calling, to understand the inheritance in the saints, to understand the power that is toward us that God gave to us when he raised Jesus from the dead. That belongs to us. We're sitting here with power. Wall to wall.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God is good. We don't have to be failures. We don't have to lose. Well, you know, the country. That doesn't mean you're going to go down. You're a kingdom person.
That's right.
Look, America's going to be great again, and I think it's going to happen very shortly. But I'm going to tell you something. If it didn't, if we went for years, if there were horrible things that went on here, you could be safe. You could be blessed. You could live in Goshen. Yeah, you could. God would protect you. It's all going to be about what you believe. It's going to be about what you're willing to receive and flush that doubt out. Now I'm preaching Sunday sermon. Now flush that doubt out. Keep it out of there and stay on that word that is able to bring itself to pass. It'll change your thinking. It said it would. It's just like when the earth gets watered. And listen, when you took a shower, I hope most of you took one before you came or this morning at least, right? When you took that shower, did you have to try to get wet?
No.
You're looking at the word going, it's got to go in, it's got to go in. If you're reading it, If you're listening to preaching, it's going in. If you're amening, it's going in. Even when some people are sleeping, it's going in. And you get some word in you, you'll begin to build and build and get a picture of what God wants you to have. And then you pull it in with your faith and it'll come to pass, whatever it is. Amen. It's not a hard thing. The word will not return void. It right now is holding everything together and it moves mountains. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Jesus. He wants you to see what's possible with him. If you work with him, you're going to see wonderful things come to pass in your life. And Art and I had a conversation earlier and he said this, it ain't over yet. It isn't. It isn't over yet. Don't do it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I can't help it. Get your mind on the blessing and on favor. Because the blessing is the empowerment and the favor is the opportunity. You got to have both. So you start saying, I'm highly blessed and I'm highly favored. I'm blessed and 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 highly favored. Happens to me all the time. I believe the Lord's going to lead us in January to go off on a favor series. Because we need some favor build up. We need some favor faith. We're going to have some favor breakthroughs. We're going to have some blessing breakthroughs. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just so grateful for the word. That's why I preached this tonight. We were thinking about things that we were going to be grateful for. And tomorrow we're going to give thanks. Let's remember that we can thank God that his word will not return void. It's going to accomplish everything he sends it to do. And whoever he sends it to, it'll move on them. Amen. You received this tonight? Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you, Lord. We release the word. We know that when we release it into the atmosphere that it moves mountains. We thank you, Lord, for change. We thank you, Lord, that we can believe this word. You said in your word that you are not a man that you would lie. What you say is true. And you said you had higher thoughts. You said you had higher words. You said that what you said would spring forth and bud and it would bring bread to the eater. Thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we get manifestation. Just like the word became flesh, Jesus became flesh. We thank you, Lord, that in that same way, just like the way we were saved, we're healed, which is easier than bringing in stuff. Hey, think about this. If you were believing God for, tell me something. What do you believe God for? What? A car? Okay, somebody said car. Okay, you're believing God for a car, so it's down at the whatever dealer somewhere. Lakeway of Lexus. Yes. And, okay, so it's down there. But your body's right here. And Holy Spirit's right here. It's easier to get healed than it is to get a car. There's no distance. You're filled with Holy Spirit right now. If you put enough word in here and release that spirit and the light and the life of the Zoe life of God penetrates your cells, goes into your body, you can be healed right now. And it's not very far.
I feel that.
That's a good picture. That car's not very far either.
Nope.
Because it's in your heart.
That's right.
But you just got to get it in your heart, put it in your mouth, and stop talking the other way. Yes. Well, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know how we're going to get it. We got to figure out how much interest will be on that thing. Just look at the thing. When God gives you an assignment, just look at the assignment. Don't look at the cost.
Yeah.
No, don't look at the cost. Amen. Pray about that first. Move in that. Don't immediately go, well, we're never going to do that. God wanted me to go to Israel three times this year, and that's going to be what? Okay, that's about $25,000, so I don't know how I'm ever going to do that. Well, you just put your mind on the wrong thing. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how I'd do that. God wants me to start a business. I don't want to know how. Hey, Pastor Deb and I started a business years ago with one ream of purple paper. And that is the truth. We printed out these little brochures and we took them around to where we wanted to do the businesses, and we won every one of the businesses, and we had that business for 13 years and ended up having a dance studio along with it. God did it, but we started out with one ream of purple paper. You remember that?
Yeah.
Amen. God can do it. He can find a way to get you in because you have blessing and you have favor. And I got to quit preaching because I said I'd go fast tonight. Thank you, Lord, for it. Lord, we thank you for blessing everyone tomorrow on their wonderful Thanksgiving Day. We're so thankful for the people of Victory. We're thankful for all of our teams. We're thankful for this family. We ask you to bless all the families that are listening tonight. Bless all those that are out traveling. Thank you for traveling mercies. Thank you that nobody's going to burn their turkey, in Jesus' name. None of those hazards with when they fry them and all that stuff, you know. In Jesus' name, everybody's safe. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Everybody good? Let's receive our offering tonight. We have announcements. Danny, if she's watching, I could get in trouble if I don't do this.
Yeah.
Okay, while you're getting your offering ready, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the tither. We thank you, Lord, that the devourer is absolutely rebuked. We believe that word. And we thank you, Lord, that the windows of heaven are open for us. We're receiving blessings too much to keep all to ourselves. And we thank you, Lord, for the giver that they receive, pressed down, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into their pockets. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, brothers. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you'd like to give via text message, VCHL, and the amount you want to give, 73256, click the link, complete your gift. We will accept $1 million tonight. Only after that, we're going up to $2 million. So thank you, Jesus. Just kidding. We'll take a dollar. Whatever God puts on your heart, that dollar could turn into $1 million.
That is right.
Praise the Lord. All right. Here are my announcements. The Christmas decorating party is at 6:30 December the 1st, Friday. Cocoa and cookies. Now, we're going to have it all ready for you. I've already talked to John this week, and we're going to come up and put up the Christmas tree. It'll be ready. All we got to do probably take us an hour and a half. We eat some cookies. We hug and kiss each other and all that stuff and tell jokes and have fun, make it look festive, and it'll be good. We're going to have some fun at our Christmas party. I got an idea. You're going to like it. It's going to be fun. So, amen. Any other announcements we have? Most everybody's going to be back on Sunday. I think Jesse will be back. Danny and Jordan, maybe not. But everybody else will be back. We'll be good.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Any questions? We're all good? All right. Yes? Be here at 10:30 in the morning to deliver Thanksgiving to the firemen, the EMS, and so on and so on and so on. Thank you, guys. In fact, it's you three right here that have done all that. We appreciate your work on it. I think the food's going to be good. We use the lady who does
Art of the Meal
this year.
I met her today. She's real sweet.
Deb says she's real sweet. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. That's good. What's her name?
Ginger.
Ginger. Well, what a good name for someone who cooks. It's kind of spicy. Yeah. See what I did there? God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye. Let's stand up. How many of you are traveling tomorrow? Everybody staying home? You guys are going to San Saba. Everybody's staying. Paige, we're glad you're here. You're back in town for Turkey Day. Praise the Lord. She's got her best friend there. You guys staying in town?
Kitchen couch.
I got you. Praise the Lord. That's going to be good. Man, Rachel was making all these desserts and invited me over to eat them. And so I'm actually going to cook a little bit, but me and Deb are going to go over and try to save John from eating all those sweets. You know, he'll be all right.
Salad
Bring him a salad? Yeah. Well, that'll be what Deb's eating. We know that. So, that's good. So, yeah, Rachel called me and said, so I'm having cobbler, and I don't know, she named off several pies, and I started saying, yes, yes, yeah. You know, I'm sure I can't eat all that, but maybe I can pick one. Amen. Praise the Lord. You going to have turkey tomorrow? All right. Where are you going?
With her.
With you? Oh, praise the Lord. Good to have a buddy. Where are y'all eating? Girls?
My house.
You at your house? All right. Kevin, what are you doing? Going to mom's?
No, mom's
going to Oh, awesome. What are you doing, Mata?
We're having dinner tomorrow.
You having dinner? You guys are going to their house, I bet.
Yeah.
All right. What, you guys going to stay home or go somewhere?
Go Chris and Jeff.
Chris and Jeff's. All right. What are you guys doing? I already asked you. What are you doing? All right. Praise the Lord. Is that everybody? Ron, what are you doing? Staying home? Praise the Lord. You know, that's a good movie day.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to the movies because we don't hardly ever get to go, and that's going to be a good day to go. Amen. So have y'all seen the Bethlehem movie yet?
The musical?
It's a musical, and it's real cute. So you might try to find it. They're asking us to go because we're trying to go to clean films, you know, so that'd be a good thing. Amen. I want to tell you one more thing and we'll go. A few days ago in Israel, there was a ministry. I don't think it's very big. I don't know. There was a man who got some Palestinians, moved them. They were in Gaza. He moved them. He cleaned them up. He fed them. And he washed their clothes. And he read the Bible to them. And that night they went home and 200 of them had Jesus appear to them in a dream.
Yeah.
200 people in the same night Jesus appeared to them in a dream. They came back to the man. They got saved and he's going to mentor them. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't Jesus wonderful? Glory to God. And that's a good start. You know, nobody ever says this, but the Lord reminded me of this morning. The prophet that I follow more than anyone, Brother Copeland, in the late 90s said Islam would fall. So I know that's hard for you to believe, but that is not the end time. Islam is not the end time beast, Antichrist. It's going to be humanism. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we don't see many, many people go from Allah to Jehovah. I wouldn't be surprised at all. There are people all over Iran that are Christians, Iraq. There's a worldwide evangelistic outbreak right now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we're a part of it because we're a local church with a world outreach. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.